going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Me and Fleeks were just talking off air, and maybe this is the best way to crystallize what I was saying about the plan and with the New York Giants for this draft. And the plan... And why they decided, why John Mara decided to keep Brian Daboll and Joe Sheen. And obviously that was a huge decision. And we've discussed it, you know, every which way on whether it was right or wrong and why he did it and his comments to the media after deciding to keep Sheen and Daboll and, you know, talking about needs to be in a better mood and what does that mean and how many wins do they have to keep their jobs. And, you know, I was listening to Keith earlier. And I've heard him say this before, and a lot of, you know, now that this seems to be the new thought process that they have to just take the best player and win as many games, otherwise they're fired. When early on it was, well, you have to draft a quarterback. I remember Evan doing a whole show about, well, this is now without the top overall, you know, pick. Like, the last thing I want to do is keep Sheen and Daboll, who are going to force it to draft a young quarterback and, you know, force that to keep their job. So it's like funny how the, like, so much has shifted. In the conversation about the Giants draft and what they should do. Early on, it was, well, you have to draft a quarterback to save your job. Now it's you have to take the best player available to save your job. Like, they have to be better. They have to have a vision. Like, that's why I always had a problem with what John Mara said after keeping Sheen and Daboll. Because to paraphrase it and to just combine everything together, this is what I took from what John Mara said. John Mara wanted to make it very clear he was annoyed and pissed off as much as we are, the fans, and that it's unacceptable to him, but he believes in these guys and he's going to give them one more chance to have a winning season. And I think that's a mistake. It should have been, I'm going to give them one more chance to rebuild it. That I believed in these guys, I believed in their vision. The year one of their regime was a positive, but ended up becoming a negative. And for many different factors, we haven't had the success I wanted, but we are in a position now with the third pick in the draft and with the franchise, I still believe acquiring talent and in a better position cap-wise and all that, I'm going to give these guys the opportunity to do what I hired them to do 3 years ago and rebuild this franchise because I still believe in them. Otherwise, fire them. And that's where I felt John Mara went wrong, as opposed to saying, I'm giving them another chance to rebuild, I'm going to give them another chance for 6 or 7 wins. Like, that sucks to me. And I'm big on the vision of the franchise, and that's why, like, to me, the answer at the court, the answer in the draft and the answer, you know, right now is very simple. You brought, like, and I guess this is where I differ from a lot of different guys. I remember I was talking to the great Brian Rascona, who filled in for Fliegelman one day a couple weeks ago. The fear, and I get this from a lot of Giant fans, and I know Lori Rubinson has talked about this, the fear of drafting the quarterback and then them getting fired, and the new regime stuck with a quarterback they didn't draft or believe in necessarily. And I understand that fear. I understand it. But I can't live under it. And if I chose to keep Brian Daboll, like if I made that decision and I'm John Mara, there's only one way to do this. I'm not I'm not hindering this year's team or hindering their ability to do their jobs or, you know, taking away some of their biggest strengths when I decided to keep them here because of fear of what happens if they fail. I can't live that way. So for me, this draft is very simple. And this is a good way to articulate it. He brought back Brian Daboll. He brought back Joe Shane. And it sounded like he was more confident in the general manager than he is the head coach. But for me, the head coach is the guy who's going to be on the ground putting the work in to develop this quarterback. This draft pick should just be, when you decided to keep Brian Daboll, you had to give him the right to pick his quarterback. Otherwise, there's no point in keeping him. Otherwise, he's just a lame duck coach, and you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, and you're afraid that when that shoe drops, you know, the socks that the Giants are wearing, that the new GM won't like them. Like, that's it can't go that way. So for me, this draft needs to be, and if there's any discourse in the room, like, and this is the other thing, and this is Joe Shane and John Mara. If there is real discourse in the room about Jackson Dart and Shedeur Sanders, well, you know, this group likes him, but that group doesn't like him, and this group likes this quarterback better, and it's 50-50. Well, I'll tell you this, whichever side the head coach is on, that's the quarterback you take. And that's what I think this third pick should be. This pick should be, for me, Brian Daboll, who's the guy you think you can turn into the franchise quarterback? Which quarterback left, now that we don't have the first pick and Cam Ward was never a possibility since week 17 of the season, with the quarterbacks remaining after Cam Ward, do you believe there's one that can be a franchise quarterback? And if so, let's take him third. That's what the New York Giants should be doing. You don't keep a guy and then say, well, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this. I don't trust you to let you do this, that, and the other. Well, then why did you keep him? To bring in Russell Wilson and hope he coaches Russell Wilson and teaches that old dog new tricks and hopefully you win 7 games with Russell Wilson? That's why you kept him? Like, none of this makes sense to me. None of it. Brian Daboll needs to pick the quarterback of the future. That should be the third pick for the New York Giants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.